Welcome to Dish Nation, everybody. What do we have cooking today?
Well, Brad Pitt is the latest celebrity to be cloned. We'll explain.
And Jean-Claude Van Damme may be the reason these thieves are $1 million richer.
Ooh.
And Kristen Bell is embarrassed of her youngest daughter's name.
Plus, Andrew Freund sits down with The Rock and Emily Blunt to dish about their new movie, Jungle Cruise. But first, let's talk about Soulja Boy, man. He had to crank down his birthday party after the cops were called. Now, word is the neighbors weren't too happy about Big Draco and his friends making it clap, so they sent police to shut down the whole shindig. Mm. But that didn't shut the party down completely or shut down Soulja's mood because Ray J gifted him a brand new McLaren that looked like a roided out bumblebee.
Nice. What?
Nice. Wow.
Listen, I bring a nice bottle of wine to my friend's birthday party. I'll do a nice bottle of wine.
I feel so inadequate.
A nice candle.
I feel like a horrible friend.
Oh, my God.
I'd bring you candles.
That's hilarious.
And like a massage. No, a gift certificate for a massage.
This is shady because this reminds me of when Sherry asked me to pitch in on something. So I think Ray J was like, hey, we're all going to pitch on a gift. And he's like, no, I'm going to get something on my own. And then he goes get to McLaren to make everybody else look bad.
Right. Oh, yeah. You know? I don't think he opened any birthday card that he got. It was all about the McLaren from that point on.
Right.
Now, do you think the neighbors was hating on him after he got the McLaren and called the cops to shut it down just out of spite?
Hell no, they wouldn't hate on him. Please, honey.
Right.
Careless.
You got to remember, you are in a neighborhood with people who live there. You're not at a club, and they have these parties in the backyard, and they're so loud, and you got DJs, and you got that bass speakers. You got kids.
I think Sherry's the one that called the cops, y'all. I think Sherry's the one that called the cops.
When I'm trying to go to sleep, and I got to get up early for Dish Nation, don't be playing that damn music.
Yeah, it was you.
Well, moving on, looks like Brad Pitt has found his doppelganger all the way in Oxford, England.
Where?
Nathan Meads. His name is Nathan Meads, and he is a single dad who works as a subcontractor, but sometimes works as a Brad Pitt impersonator. Get your bag.
Sweet. Nice.
If you think Nathan resembling Brad is a good thing, it's really not, because he admitted it's very hard to find love because of his looks. And he told reporters, he said to the reporters, I do get hit on by women a lot. Some of them just can't believe how much I look like Brad Pitt, and some of them accuse me of catfishing. I deleted my dating profiles, and I'm just staying single. My daughters are my world and my biggest priority. I'm not looking for my Angelina. So what y'all think about this?
Aw, poor man.
Poor thing. Listen, you it's so hard to find women. You cannot look like Brad Pitt, too. He's trying to look like Brad Pitt in certain, like in Fight Club.
Everything.
Brett and Heidi, how can you not look like, he's still got the little face that kind of look like, he's a cross between Donnie Wahlberg and Brad Pitt to me.
Heidi, if he grows his hair out, then he'll look like Brad Pitt in Legends of the Fall. So there's really
Tristan. That's how you get the ladies.
He's just fine.
Or just sending him a message. Let your hair grow out.
I would have been moving to England.
If you guys had a doppelganger out there, would you be mad they were making money off of your look?
Hell yeah, because I'm trying to make money off my look right now. Okay.
You trying to make money off your look, your damn self.
Right.
How can I make money off my look? Somebody else has figured it out, and I haven't figured it out. What
Heidi
the hell?
Has to pay money because of her looks. So thanks to Jean-Claude Van Damme, a pair of thieves escaped with $3.5 million worth of jewels in Paris.
What?
Yeah, here's how it went down. Jean-Claude had an eye doctor's appointment in the same area as this famous jewelry store, Chaumet.
Oh, of course.
Well, fans were so overwhelmed by the actor's appearance that no one even saw the two middle-aged robbers make off with a lot of the jewels, but thanks to security cameras, I mean, they're everywhere, folks, the French police caught them the following morning, and a substantial part of those stolen jewels were recovered. So.
Now, you know what? This sounds like a setup to me, though, y'all. This is definitely a setup. Now, is it possible that these are Jean-Claude's friends and he agreed, y'all, to be distracted from the heist?
Anything's possible. When the dough gets low, you do some crazy things.
But headcrack, I mean, here in America anyway, if Jean-Claude Van Damme was a big deal, maybe in the 90s, but you're telling me in France right now, people are like, oh,
yes.
God, oh, my God.
Jean-Claude Van Damme, if he walked in here right now, I would crap myself.
You know what I'm saying? He's like a living version of a martial arts superstar.
The muscles from Brussels?
He's huge. Oh,
like, I'm regular Chewy here, but in France, I'm pretty big. So, yeah, I understand this.
In France, you're a Chewy. Yeah. Chewy. Oh, my God. Is that Chewy?
I guess it must be sort of like David Hasselhoff is, like, if he walked in here right now, we'd be like, oh, that's cool. But David Hasselhoff in Germany is whole other level. Right. That must be Jean-Claude Van Damme. In France, is like, like people.
You're
just
telling me if David Hasselhoff walked in here, you wouldn't freak out? I'd be like, oh my God, it's David Hasselhoff.
I don't think I would freak out.
I'd have to go change my onion.
Poor Kristen Bell, y'all. She is upset that the new COVID variant and her daughter share the same name, Delta.
Oh, beautiful.
So during her podcast, we are supported by, Kristen was asked how does she feel about Delta being the name right now of the variant. And Kristen said, it's a big, big bummer. I'm really hoping that the variant, the Delta variant, won't be as strong as the original COVID and people will still say Corona. Dang.
It does suck that you share a name with a disease or a virus. Like, for instance, I think malaria is a really beautiful name for a little girl.
Yeah. Malaria.
But you can't name her malaria because it's a disease you... I think if you don't think what malaria is, Sherry, malaria is kind of pretty.
You got to say malaria, not malaria. Malaria. Yeah. There are some names that you can't have. Like, if you're named Karen, like, that's a really negative name right now to have the name Karen. Yeah. So I actually feel bad for her little girl.
I see y'all feeling bad for Delta, but I want y'all to have that same energy for all the Katrinas out there. All of the Katrinas down here in the South.
Try growing up like the twins of my high school. Named Gonorrhea and Syphilis. Gonorrhea and Syphilis, they had it bad.
I'm sure they struggled to get dates.
They couldn't get a date.
Oh, God. All right, well, let's move along. And we're still sticking with some names, though. Names like Bon Jovi, James Gandolfini, Whitney Houston, and Frank Sinatra. They're all being honored with rest stops along the New Jersey Turnpike.
Yeah.
They're going to be named. These rest stops will be named after these people because they're famous Jersey natives. It's not going to be your normal rest stop. Think of it more like
a... Can we stop up here with James Gandolfini? I got to...
Yeah, I was about to say, is that really a compliment? Wow.
It's not going to be a normal rest stop. It'll sort of be like a Hard Rock style exhibits, artifacts, interactive wall of fame, life-size video monitors, showcasing the Hall of Fame inductees. Now,
I don't want to hang out there.
Yeah, it's a little odd. Like, the rest stops are like, I don't want to stop, but I have to stop, you know?
It's like at the James Gandolfini exits where you go to get whacked.
Now, of course, Jersey boy Bruce Springsteen was one of the ones they wanted to honor by naming a rest stop after him, but he respectfully declined the offer, which I think was a big mistake because they could have called it Corn in the USA.
Corn in the USA.
You gotta stop. You'd be like, I got a corn in the USA, man. No. We have to stop. No. Like, no.
Every rest stop that you stop at sounds like Bruce Springsteen is there.
Like, if Illinois, because you're from the south side of Chicago, if Illinois wanted to name a rest stop after you, would you turn down that honor?
I wouldn't turn it down because I would just make it a positive thing and just and say it's just because I'm the
That's
sanctified.
All right, coming up, we've got another Ticket or Skip It with the King, y'all. I'm talking about Will Smith. So keep it locked right here.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Okay, everybody, it is time for
Ticket or Skip It.
King Richard, a movie about how Richard Williams molded his daughters, Venus and Serena Williams, just released its first trailer. So Will Smith portrays Mr. Williams, and you know he's going to deliver a great performance. Take a look at the trailer.
You want to check on the kids? Let's check on the kids. We got future doctors and lawyers, plus a couple tennis stars in this house.
The chances of achieving the kind of success that you're talking about is just very, very unlikely.
Okay, you're making a mistake, but I'm gonna let you make it. Watch me hit a few balls.
All right.
So tell me your names again.
I'm Venus.
I'm Serena.
So what you think?
Venus Williams, who is your best friend?
you, Daddy.
Serena Williams, who is your best friend?
Venus. Then you. That's then you. After Venus.
Wow. Oh my God.
Give that man his Oscar now.
You got Ingenue and you got Will Smith, both nominated actors. Oh, this movie is gonna be. It's gonna be it. I think he would be very
anytime
happy.
Anytime Will Smith switches it up, man, he always brings something special to the role. So I definitely want a ticket. I'm getting Pursuit of Happiness vibes. Yes. I'm getting 7 Pounds vibes. We're going to see some acting.
I'm definitely going to ticket because I just like the title of the movie, King Richard. It just sounds like
something. I know.
You know?
It does. Gary, it sounds like swinging Richards to you, Gary.
Oh, Brad, I didn't say that.
You can host a special screening there, Gary. It'll be great.
Yes. So, Portia, does this inspire you to make PJ, you know, play tennis or something?
Of course, because when I watched the film, just that little snippet where he talks about do this for all little black girls in a space where not many black girls were, of course, I definitely want to get her into tennis and all of that. It's just that little clip made me so emotional. To have a father, if so many girls had a father like that, it would have changed the course of their live, so it's gonna be a good movie.
Okay, Gary, your friend Lamar Odom seems to like boxing because he is stepping back into the ring on October 2nd. Yes, he is. He's fighting former heavyweight champ, 53-year-old Riddick Bowe, y'all, who once beat Evander Holyfield. Yes, now, head crack, Riddick has not fought in over a decade. Should Lamar be scared of the man who beat Evander Holyfield?
Absolutely, because here's the thing. Right. As a boxer, you have muscle memory, and even though he hasn't been, like, an active combatant in a long time, you never forget how to throw them jabs, them combos, and them crunches, and it still looks like Riddick Bowe might be able to take a punch. Like, Lamar Odom looked really good because he was fighting Aaron Carter. This dude used to do this for real, for real.
My grandma would look good fighting Aaron Carter. Like, come on. Like, Gary, do you think your boy Lamar's feeling himself because he did knock out Aaron Carter in the second round of his last fight? What do you think?
Yeah, I mean, Lamar could definitely take on Riddick Bowe. Think about it, though. Lamar, he's going to resort back to those days, honey, when he was out and about, honey, in the streets and carrying on and probably had to fight off different people, and he had to deal with Chloe. So I think he's not feeling himself, but he's very confident.
Well, I feel like you're talking about crackheads or something, Gary.
Right.
So low down.
He can take on Riddick Bowe because he had to deal with
I
Chloe.
I know you so well. I know you
Gary,
so well.
Gary, damn, training. You reaching. You are
he
reaching
to, say he
to the stars.
That's what he's trying to say.
Because
you're low down.
You sure are. You so low down, Gary.
Sick of you. So sick of you. Every day.
Okay.
We got to deal with his stuff.
Coming up, Andrew Freud sits down with Dwayne The Rock Johnson and Emily Blunt to talk about their new film, Jungle Cruise. Come right back.
Dish Nation. Hey guys, welcome back to Dish Nation. I am here at Disneyland getting ready to interview The Rock, Emily Blunt, and the rest of the cast of Jungle Cruise. All aboard! This is my first in-person interview since March 2020. Are you guys real or is this a Zoom?
It's a Zoom.
Okay.
You're now hallucinating. That's how long we've been inside.
Okay. Yes. Now we're... Right? You're really Dwayne, right? This is happening. Okay.
This is happening
All right, now we're at Disneyland. My question is, can Dwayne fit in the teacups?
Like, no!
I'm sorry, he was asking Dwayne.
He asked me. Well, unless like, you speak about yourself in the third person.
Well, Dwayne cannot. I tried to. We had a laugh. I tried to. Yeah. I can't.
I'm going to give you your dream celebrity cruise. Which celebrities would you put on that cruise, Jack?
Harry Styles. Said that way too quickly. Should have considered that more. This was not a question that I was given in advance, but Harry would definitely be there.
Let me see. All I can think is friends. You know?
Okay.
So, Jessica Chastain.
Probably a chef, maybe Gordon Ramsay, so that we would be well fed.
Anthony Hopkins.
This is a very eclectic boat.
You see?
Dwayne, could I trust you to pilot a boat? Like, if there was, I was on a cruise ship and you were there, would you take care of me?
He's a fisherman.
I take care of everybody.
Yeah?
Yes.
Yeah.
I throw you off the boat, though.
Yeah. So if the boat was sinking, he's very magical-minded. He'd be like, let's wait.
Yeah.
Okay, fine.
You too.
No.
I saw on your TikTok you're excited for COVID and so you can lick people. Because Lizzo famously licked you.
She did, yeah.
What was it like, A, being licked by Lizzo? And who do you want to lick now?
I was about to say, like, oh my God. Lizzo should have been on that cruise as well. I feel so bad now. I've failed to invite Lizzo, so we're adding her to the cruise as well. Gordon Ramsay can go home.
All right, Ramsay, you're off the boat.
And who would I lick right now? I mean, everyone and anyone. I'd lick you. This is the first in, like, person promotional material that I've done in such a long time. It's so exciting to be actually talking
physical,
tangible. He's touching my foot. It's not Zoom. It's not Zoom.
It's real.
You can lick me anytime you want.
Okay.
Dwayne, how has Emily made you a better man?
Thank you for that question, Dwayne.
This is bull. I know what you did. It's rare in the business. You're lucky if you have a handful of friends, right? And Emily certainly is one of them. But also, she was able to really to bring the best out of me in a movie like this, which I really, really appreciate. And
I'm teaching you how to say thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. And what?
Please. May I have
some?
Yeah, like stuff like that. Just basic manners has been.
And
yeah,
I'll never. She sat me down on day one, and she said, "You were smart.
Yeah.
You was kind. You was important.
Didn't I make you feel good about yourself?
Like, mommy. Yeah.
Yeah. And I no. Like that.
Now, Emily, I read a stat on you today that you, out of 3,500 scripts that were analyzed, you say the most swear words out of any actress in Hollywood. What is it like being in a Disney movie when you kind of need to control?
It's tough because it's very natural for me to want to go there. Because in England, it's sort of like seen as quite lyrical to swear. So it's difficult because I've got to keep my trap shut sometimes.
I can attest to that. I mean, our very first scene when we meet, that was our first day. When we meet in the movie, that was our very first day at work. And she was like, "You mother." And I was like, wait a second.
In the scene?
Yeah, right in the scene.
I got some mother money. And that got the door open, didn't
it? That got the door open.
The door opened.
You still with the brat?
Yes.
Yeah.
Look at him.
Tell her we said hello. Dish Nation.
Dish Nation. Welcome back, everybody. All right, y'all. Someone kept a slice of wedding cake for 40 years. That's right. Wow. Roya Smith is a former employee of Gary's auntie, the Queen. That's right. Now, she was gifted by the Queen a slice of Prince Charles and Princess Diana's wedding fruit cake. Then that slice will now be auctioned off for $700. Yes.
Nice.
Wow. So the wedding was in 1981, but no need to worry about the cake being old and moldy because it was preserved by plastic wrap and stowed away. Now, who gives a wedding cake to somebody, y'all? It's a piece of cake.
We
give that as a gift.
Is it, like, can you still eat it after 40 years? Is it poisonous?
Please, somebody gonna die.
Now, we are missing the bigger picture. Now, the wedding was back in 1981, and our favorite millennial, Gary, was there. Now, this is your family, Gary. How did the cake taste?
I couldn't taste the cake, Head Crack, because it had prune in it, and mother didn't like me to have prune at that young age.
The cake is really, it's a beautiful cake. It's got the armor, like their what do you call it, the crest?
Yeah. I feel like a rapper is going to buy it and like dip it in gold and wear it as a chain.
That could work. I could see that on the little baby right now.
That's hilarious.
Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.